with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, April 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, no jokes on our sportscast today. We're starting with some high school coaching changes around Plymouth County, going down to Hinton, where the Blackhawk wrestling program, boys wrestling program, has its new leaders for the upcoming 2024-2025 season. The Hinton School District, at its meeting earlier last week, announced on their Facebook page that Matt Pugh and Jordan Langley will co-head coach the Blackhawk program, beginning with this upcoming 2024-2025 season. Coach Pugh began his time at Bishop Heelan in 2015, and Coach Langley joined him there in 2017. Since 2015, the Crusaders have sent 27 wrestlers to the state tournament. They placed 10 on the podium, including the 2023 runner-up at 170 pounds. The Crusaders also won the MRAC Dual Championship, qualified for regional duels twice, and won a district tournament, while also winning well over 100 duels total in the regular season. Now, taking a look at both coaches, Coach Pugh was a wrestler at Columbus Junction here in the state of Iowa, where he qualified for the state tournament, wrestling under legendary coach Bill Plain, and was part of a runner-up team in the state dual tournament in 2006. He would go on to wrestle collegiately at Coe College in Cedar Rapids. Langley is a alum of the Bishop Heelan wrestling program, where he had his best season as a junior, winning 37 matches for the Crusaders. Langley was never a state tournament qualifier, but he did go on to become an All-American in college his senior year at Morningside. He placed 7th at the national tournament and finished the year with a record of 24-13. There were a number of connections on that year's national tournament, specifically from Morningside. Akron Westfield native Joe Sievert was 3rd in that tournament, and the current Morningside wrestling coach Rulin Peterson placed 6th in that tournament. But again, Coach Langley finishing the year that year is All-American and 7th his senior year at Morningside. Coach Langley was quoted in the release as saying, quote, Coach Pugh and I are very excited for the opportunity to be part of the Hinton Community School District. It goes on to say that they look forward to providing a culture of excellence that will help grow all of our athletes into better people, both on and off the mat, end quote. Again, the Hinton Blackhawk boys wrestling program has new leadership. Co-head coaches Matt Pugh and Jordan Langley come into the program from Bishop Heelan, taking over the spot previously held by Casey Crawford for 15 seasons. Let's go to some results on the sports docket now from over the weekend. Nothing in the high school realm. Of course, the Easter holiday not allowing as many students to compete in high school athletics. Obviously, spending time with family, very important as we get started with the grind of the spring sports schedule. But the college basketball tournament's continuing on, the NCAA Division I tournaments. The Sweet 16 was on Friday, where the Creighton Blue Jays had their season come to an end to the Tennessee Volunteers, an 82-75 victory over Creighton. Final four teams moving on in the Division I men's basketball tournament. It was UConn over Illinois, 77-52. Alabama beat Clemson, 89-82. NC State over Duke, 76-64. And Purdue topped Tennessee, 72-66 to qualify for the Final Four in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. Over to the women's side on Saturday, the Iowa Hawkeyes on their redemption tour after finishing as runners-up last year. They defeated Colorado in the Sweet 16, 89-68. And yesterday, the Elite Eight got started for the women's basketball national tournament. South Carolina defeating Oregon State, 70-58. Gamecocks onto the Final Four. And the North Carolina State women, they also made it to the Final Four, defeating Texas 76-66. But on the docket today, the second-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women face a title game rematch, getting set to play LSU in the region final in Albany, New York. A year ago, LSU hammered the Hawkeyes 102-85 in the NCAA championship game.
You know, they're just an excellent basketball team, and so, I mean, it's going to take a complete game by us, but they are, you know, they're pretty balanced. I mean, you got five people averaging in double figures. That's really hard to guard. when you have that kind of balance. And so they have experience, great experience at all their spots. There's just not a lot of weaknesses there.
That's Iowa head coach Lisa Bluder. Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark diced up Colorado on Saturday with dribble drives in the 89-68 win over the Buffaloes. She finished with 29 points and 15 assists. Bluder says that's going to be tougher to do against LSU.
They're such a good defensive team. They're so long. And she did a great job yesterday. Her three wasn't falling, and so she did what the, you know, smart basketball player does. Okay, I'm going to score in other ways. I'm going to assist the ball. I'm going to get to the rim. She didn't get to the free throw line yesterday, which is, I don't remember a game where Caitlin has not gotten to the free throw line. That was kind of unusual. But, you know, I'm going to have to figure out ways for her to get to the rim because, you know, LSU is just so good.
We all know that Caitlin Clark is going to be one to look for the basket first and foremost and lead the Hawkeyes offensively. But she says balance scoring will be a key against LSU and not just settling for the first shot offensively.
I think I took 19 threes and 22 shots total versus LSU the last time we played them. So not settling and falling in love with my three-point shot, being able to get into the paint, drive into the paint. I think that, you know, that allows my teammates to get open. They're going to either have to collapse and make a decision or I'm going to be able to finish at the rim. So I think that'll be another key.
Tip-off for tonight's must-watch game is at 6:15 p.m. And let's take a look now at the sports schedule around the area in high school athletics. There's not much in Plymouth County, a couple of season openers on tap. On the soccer pitch, girls soccer action over at Lamar's Community Stadium, weather permitting, of course. It'll be Sergeant Bluff Luton at Lamar's to open the regular season and open the MRAC schedule. Also in girls soccer in the MRAC, Riverside's at Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Boys soccer, the Bulldog Boys will start their season as well. They'll head to Sergeant Bluff to take on the Warriors. In tennis in the MRAC, Sioux City West is at Cherokee. In girls action and in boys tennis action, Sioux City East is at Sioux City West. Today is a lighter docket on the sports schedule, and could get lighter depending on how the weather goes. But tomorrow is slated to be a big start. We've got golf starting up, again, weather permitting, some outdoor track meets getting going, all kinds of stuff happening tomorrow as spring sports are officially here and hoping to get into full swing with, again, the weather pending on all of that as well. So as that gets started, we encourage you once again to check out KLEM1410.com for up-to-date sports news, schedules, scores, interviews, things like that. That's all on our website there. Or you can follow us on Twitter. We've got up-to-date sports news there. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.